Okay, good morning all. So we are up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 1, Mishnah 3. So this Mishnah starts off by giving us a really important follow-up question that comes from yesterday's Mishnah. You would think that this should have preceded the previous Mishnah. However, we today asked the question of, when do we begin saying the Tein Tel Amazir L'Avrecha? Yesterday we said, when do we finish? We never said when we start. Today, that's what we're going to discuss. So says Mishnah Gimel as follows, B'shlosha b'mar cheshvan shoal v'nesav g'shamim, we begin to ask rain, meaning we begin to say the Tein Tel Amazir L'Avrecha, on what day? On the third day of Mar Cheshvan. That's according to this first opinion, so the Tana Kama. Rabban Gamliel Mer b'shivavo. Rabban Gamliel says, no, what are you talking about? We actually start saying on the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan. How do you get such a calculation? Because chamisha asar yom achar achag, because it's 15 days after the festival, after Shemini Atzeres, so therefore, it seems like the right time to say it. Why? Kadesh Yagia Achron Shabi Yisrael Linahar Pras, because this is the time. So remember, everyone's going to Yerushalayim for Aliyah L'Regel, so people are going to have to walk back from there to their homes. So let's say you have a guy who lives very, very far away, who made Aliyah L'Regel, so you're going to start davening for rain so close to the Chag that you might end up davening for rain. Rain will come, and then this poor guy's going to get rained on, so we don't want that. So says the Mishnah, 15 days after Shemini Atzeres is like the maximum time it will take for the average person to reach the furthest northern port in Israel, which is basically Nahar Pras. They can reach the Euphrates River. That's what we're trying to get to. So in other words, it would take 15 days to get from Yerushalayim to the Euphrates River as a maximum for the average person, and therefore we say that's when we start praying for rain on that day. So on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan, and that is how we paskin in Israel. Now in America, again, as we explained, it's a little bit different, and in Chutz Lars is a little bit different, but not a conversation for now. Mishnah Dalet has the following situation. Let's say it did not start to rain when you wanted it to. So that's an issue. So it says in the Mishnah, Higia Shiva Starba Mar Cheshvan Velo Yardu Gashamim. If the 17th of Mar Cheshvan arrives and no rains had fallen yet, Hischilu HaYechidim Mis'anin Shalosh Tanios. So it says the Yechidim, like the individuals, meaning the big Torah scholars of the day, so they would observe three fasts. Which three fasts would they observe? Bahab. They would fast on Monday, they would fast on Thursday, and they would fast on Monday again. Ochlin v'shosin mishech hashecha. So when it comes to these fasts, you say, oh, maybe these are serious fasts because it's raining, so maybe I have to even fast at night. Says the Mishnah, no. You can eat and drink after nightfall, meaning the night before the fast, right, when the actual Hebrew date starts. And rather, the fast only begins once the morning comes. Umutarn b'malacha, and during the entire fast, one can work. Uverchitza, they can bathe. Vesicha, they can anoint themselves. V'nil sasana, they can wear leather shoes. V'tashmish amitza, and you can have marital relations as well. All of these things would be permissible because these are serious fasts, but not that serious of a fast that you are still allowed to do all these things. So that brings us to the end of Mishnah Dalet. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Hey, but for now, we will stop right here.